Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Yucatec's web conference to release results for the third quarter of 2014. We inform you that all participants will be in listening mode only during the company's presentation, after which we will open a question and answer session when further instructions will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the web conference, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that some statements that may be made during the conference relating to the company's business perspectives, projections, and operational and financial goals are beliefs and premises of the Yucatec's board of directors, as well as information currently available for the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events and therefore may or may not occur. Investors must comprehend that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future company results and lead to results that are materially different from those stated in these considerations. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho. Mr. Carvalho, you may proceed.
A good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining us this morning for this web conference where we will present the results for Yucatec S.A. referring to the third quarter of 2014. As we tend to do, we're going to begin with slide number two, referring to net revenues. In the past quarter, I was here mentioning that for the first time in many years, I had seen the company move backwards in terms of its revenues. We had a drop of almost 9% compared to the previous quarter. In this quarter, we go back to a situation of normalcy. We have increased our billing by 1.3%, and once again, a very modest growth. As we will show you further ahead, mostly based on volume for wood panels and less based on price, which in a certain way allows the company to maintain its profitability at a level perhaps lower than desired. The segments in which the company works still have shown modest results. There has been a drop in construction material of 6.5%, in paints a drop of 5.8%, which means to say we are still in a rather complicated scenario that is not very promising. Notwithstanding this, it is less complicated than that of the second quarter. We have thought a great deal about the fourth quarter that has already begun since the month of October, and we believe that in the fourth quarter, we will have a higher volume capacity compared to last year, and that we may seek price recovery as well. At the lower part of the slide, we have information in terms of our revenue by product and segment. This is merely informative, and there are no changes compared to the same period last year. To continue on to slide number three, we would like to give you operating information referring to the wood segment. To the right at the top, we see the products that are part of this segment, MDP, MDF, fiberboard, and laminated flooring. Besides these products, and as part of this pie of fiberboard and HDF, we also have doors for civil construction, as well as partition panels for the commercial segment. Let us look at the other side, to the bar graph to the left. we see that Yucatex and the market in this third quarter have had a positive evolution in volume. We have grown more than the market with a growth of 9%, whilst the market also had considerable growth of 6.5%. However, when we look at this growth of 9%, when we look at the chart at the top left, we see that our position has remained stable. And as I mentioned in the previous slide, we have been able to recover our revenues and billing, mostly based on volume, but not on prices. The volume grows 9%, but revenues remain stable. The same holds true when we consider the 9 months of the year. And here we have relative stability after growth in the third quarter. The 9 months of this year are very similar to those of 2013, but our revenues have a drop of 4% despite this. It is a growth, once again, based on volumes and not on prices. We hope, once again, to be able to have some price readjustment during this fourth quarter. We go on to slide number 4, still speaking about the wood segment. At the top, the installed capacity utilization going from left to right, the fiberboard, hardboard with very low utilization, and this line is somewhat older, and when it operates properly, it tends to achieve 80% utilization. It ended up having 65% utilization due to equipment breakdown and maintenance. Therefore, our utilization is relatively low. The two bars in the middle represent the utilization of the large equipment for the production of MDF and MDP. We have good levels, 94% in MDF, and if we add the darker part, 89%, plus the 6% that we use in the MDP press to prepare flooring substrata, we have a figure of 89%, which is very positive. The last column to the right is the utilization for laminated flooring. We doubled our capacity for laminated flooring at the end of 2013. We had approximately 6 million square meters. We have gone on to 12 million, and the utilization is almost 50% of capacity, which is normal. In the bottom part, the breakdown of cost per type of panel. This is for our forecast. We would like to draw your attention to panels with resins, that is to say MDP and MDF panels. Resins are presently at an adequate level. In prior quarters, the resin represented 27% of the cost of panels because of two reasons. The main reason is that throughout 2014, and especially during the first month, there was a peak in the resin cost. As this was a more difficult period for Yucatex, we ended up selling raw material, which is not something we tend to do, and because of this, the importance of resin in panels was greater. In this third quarter, we have a more regular offer to the market with coated panels, and we also had a recovery in the resin price and a reduction, and it represents 20% of the costs. In the other graphs and the other pies that show you the costs, we have no significant changes. We continue on to the paint segment, slide number 5. This has not been a brilliant year for the paint segment, as you can see on the bar graphs to the right. In the 9 months of this year, there has been a drop compared to 2013. It is a market that is proving to be more difficult than the panel segment. We had mentioned that the panel market in the 9 months is balanced. Now, in the paint segment, we have a drop of 2.8%. Yucatex did somewhat better. We had a drop, but less than the market of 1.5%. And what is important is to compare the 9 months with a drop of 1.5% volume with the revenues differently from what happened in the panel segment. In the paint segment during the year and during this last quarter, we were able to increase our prices, and this has been important because, as a characteristic, this market depends on input that has a price logic that is linked to the dollar. There were significant variations in the dollar, and that is why our price corrections have also been reasonable. To the left, 62% of installed capacity utilization, showing that we have a great deal of room to continue to grow without the need for investments. And to the right, below, a breakdown of costs without significant operations compared to prior periods. This is merely as information for you. We continue on, and on slide number six, we have a summarized statement of results. On the first line, our net revenue, there is a change in the curve. We had lower revenues compared to last year, quarter on quarter. This quarter, we have registered a growth in revenue of 1.3%. Nevertheless, we are below the accumulated for the year. We're lagging 1.2% compared to the same period in 2013. In gross margin, this income increase is due to volume. The wood panels, and there has been a growth of 9%, but stability in revenues were once again somewhat with a mismatch in price, and this reflects on our margin. Were minus 10.4% less compared to the same period last year, with 29% compared to 33%. And this represents 10 million reais approximately of lower gross income. We would like to remind you what happened in the second quarter, and it is far from being brilliant. It is significant growth, almost 13 million more. I have included this in my presentation, 13 million more than what was registered in the second quarter. The evolution is important, but we're still below last year. Administrative and commercial expenses have had adequate behavior. They grow little. Expenses with sales have not increased, although there has been an increase in revenues, and they represent less compared to our revenues, with a very benign behavior this quarter compared to last quarter. Because of our loss in gross margin, there is a reflection in our EBITDA. I am now referring to the recurring EBITDA, where we lost 2.5 points. We had registered 27.7 last year, and this semester 18.3. Once again, I would like to go back to the second quarter of this year, where we had registered 17. There has been an evolution compared to the second quarter, a positive evolution, but we're still chasing after the figures we attained last year. In terms of net income, a significant reduction, and we would like to draw your attention to three aspects that led to this reduction. The first was already mentioned, the gross margin, with a reduction of 10 million reais in a percentage loss. Also, in terms of financial results, there has been a significant exchange readjustment this semester. If I am not mistaken, in June, the dollar was 2.20, and in September had increased to 2.45 with an 11% adjustment. and a reflection on our financial data with 10 additional million compared to last year. Last year, we had an extraordinary non-recurrent event, which was a suit that we won from Electrobras for 10 million reais. When we add these three effects, the greater financial expenses, Electrobras and others, we have a significant difference in our net revenues. We continue on. We're going to slide 7 to speak about our debt. We have interesting figures here with a significant drop in net debt. We had ended the first semester with 302.5 million reais. This figure decreases 20 million reais. And in the second quarter, we mentioned that the production of the company was normal, but sales were very low. Because of this, we had significant investment in cash, and this increased our debt beyond the 300 million upon the closing of the first semester. And despite the exchange variation and the interest that we had during the period, despite this theoretical increase, we had a reduction of 20 million. We're back to a net debt EBITDA ratio that is more adequate, more in accordance to what we would like, 7 to 1.3 times as a ratio, and we are now within more correct levels in terms of this debt and EBITDA ratio. We go on to slide number 8 to speak about our investments. Our focus this year is the same. We're going to maintain the activity in the plants that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're going to replenish our forests. In this slide, although in the third quarter of this year compared to the third quarter of 2013, we have continued to focus on maintenance in our forests. We have had a reduction in our investments. We had a drop to 19.1 million compared to 26 million last year. One of the main reasons is the reduction in forest investments, an almost 5 million reduction in investment. Without a reduction in the investment of our forest replenishment. Now, how have we achieved this? I'm going to go back 10 or 15 years when we had a management modality where we planted eucalyptus and harvested eucalyptus during two or three cycles. As time went by and with the growth of the value of land in the state of Sao Paulo, specifically where the company is, we have changed our policy and no longer manage forests. We eradicate forests and we replant them. Now, what is it that we have perceived? This was our practice until a few months ago. What we have realized is that when the forest and the company became clones, we saw that from one cycle to the others, the clones would lose very little of their productivity. In special sites, in special soils and farms, we observed that by managing the forest instead of replanting it, we would have considerable savings in investments without a loss in productivity. This is what we have done recently, allowing us to have a reduction in our investment levels as shown in the graph. We continue on to our last slide. This is simply to record some facts. We have 80% of our revenues that come from forests. It's important to share this information with you. The company has 77 farms, all located in the state of Sao Paulo, and we have two main units, Salto and Botucatu. To the left in the bottom part, our management and planting program. the total foreseen for this year between management and the replanting of forests of 5,300 hectares. We have already worked with 3,800, and we draw your attention to the fact that two-thirds of this volume of forest was done based on management, once again, following the lines of no longer eradicating forests, but reconducting the forest with significant investment gains without loss of productivity. To the right, information that refers to our recycling program that is still underway. We recycled 26,000 tons of different types of wood with a savings of 5 million reais. This is the last slide of our presentation, and we would now like to open the floor for your questions or doubts. Thank you very much. We will now go on to the question and answer session. To pose a question, please dial star 1. To withdraw your question from the list, dial star 2. Our first question comes from Mr. Paulo Valassi from Brasil Plural. Good morning, José Antonio. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. First, about the competitive scenario in the domestic market for wood panels. I would like to understand if you will stand out by price differentiation or if there has been a different marketing in the market that leads to this competitive position. In wood panels, another question referring to price. There is a differentiation between MDF and MDP products, and if you could speak about their prices. Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for your question. In terms of our market share and our advance that is greater than the market during this period, Yucatex has a differentiated strategy that we have repeated steadily. Because of the share that we have in the market, we are able to produce a coated product, and this allows greater stability and penetration among our customers. Once again, we have a positive product and they are linked to us. We are the reason of their success, and the opposite is also true. And because of this, we have a greater penetration among these customers. Because of the levels of installed capacity and thanks to our commercial structure, as a rule, we have a quicker recovery, not necessarily in prices. We have to accompany the market prices. We cannot position ourselves very differently, but thanks to our product characteristics, we are able to come out relatively unscathed. I'm not sure if your second question referred to the price difference between MDP and MDF. I think it would be interesting to refer to both of them if you do not mind. If there is a different position, we have heard that for the first time in Brazil, MDP was more expensive than MDF, and I would like to know if this has changed. In truth, not. MDF, because of the characteristics of the production process, is more expensive than MDP. We do not have the opportunity to look at the product, but those who do that, if you look at the MDP on the side, you will see that it has three layers. The two outside layers are very thin, and the in layer is made up of wood chips or wood particles. If you look at MDF, there are no layers. There's a single layer that is very similar to the outside layers of the MDP. This means the following. To produce MDF, you have to reduce a trunk of wood and you use a great deal of electric power until you get to the fiber. This is very power intensive. You also have chipping and grinding, and once again, the wood has to be reduced to a particle that you are able to observe in the core with an enormous consumption of energy. And the particle has less surface and you use less glue. The MDF, due to the characteristics of the production process, has always been and will always be more expensive than MDP. Nowadays, MDP is linked to the large furniture industry, and MDF is used for resale. That is to say, resale for carpenters and smaller industries. Those carpenters tend to make furniture that have less value. They're tailor-made, and the furniture industry, once again, works with more popular and furniture that is produced in series. And the price difference is 10% between one product or the other. It can get to 15 or 20% difference, or sometimes lower. When the difference is lower, we can work with a replacement process. Once again, the MDF may invade the production of MDP, but normally this does not happen, as we do have that price difference, and each product is geared to a different market segment. Regarding the prices and thinking about the future, and what we are doing in Yucatex is look forward and look at the rest of the market. There is a movement to recover the price and the margins we have lost. I believe that in other countries the situation must be the same. As we showed you, this third quarter allowed for a recovery. Our volumes returned to normal levels, but the prices are still far from what we had. What we're attempting to do in the fourth quarter is to align the prices to the costs that we have during the period. And this is our vision, that in terms of volume, the fourth quarter will be similar to that of 2013. And regarding prices and alignment, to be able to recover margins. I hope to have answered your two questions. Yes, thank you, Jose Antonio. I would like to remind you that to pose a question, all you need to do is press star 1. To withdraw your question, press star 2. To ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question from the list, press star 2. As there are no further questions, we would like to give the floor back to Mr. Goulart for his final comments. You have the floor, Mr. Goulart. I would like to thank all of those that were with us this morning. If you have any doubt after the web conference, you have the last slide of the presentation. You have all of our contacts. We have Sergio Enrique Ribeiro, our controller. And once again, we're at your entire disposal to clarify any further doubt you may have. Thank you very much and have a good day. Yucatex web conference has ended. We would like to thank all of you for your participation and have a good day.